This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I didn't realize how much the mic picks up. My poor producers have to hear me drink something and eat something. It probably sounds like, so I apologize. My producers are the bomb. Love them. Okay, so I live in Las Vegas, and where do I like to travel? People are always like, you know, where's my favorite place to go? Is it Hawaii? Is it Alaska? Is it, I love them all if I'm able to go, but my favorite place to travel is Vegas. So we do staycations because we like to keep it local, and many times there's like a charity galas where you could bid on a staycation or a package, and it's one of the best ways to enjoy Vegas because you don't have to have a two-hour flight or a four-hour drive to drive in. You get to take a room, you hang out by the pool, take out a cabana, things like that, and so it's nice. You help charity, and then you also get a really nice package, and then you also, you know, spend extra to upgrade and things like that. So overall, you end up saving money, but you still have a fantastic vacation. So we did that this weekend, and I've been to Vegas since the shutdown, and I've been to Vegas as we slowly reopened, but I didn't so much do it as a quote-unquote guest. So I got to, as a guest, see what's happening with Vegas. And we stayed at the Mandalay Bay, and big shout out to them because, boy, did they bust their butts with changes. And they, even though they were always clean, the rooms were always clean, before you enter the room, there's tape on the door. So it looks like it was taped and it's fresh. You don't know when you guys get a new fresh thing of toilet paper? There's like a little tape thing on there, and you feel so good because there's a sticker on your toilet paper, and then accidentally the sticker gets on you and you wax yourself accidentally, but that's neither here nor there. But you know, you love, because it looks like it's fresh, nobody touched it because the seal isn't broken. Same thing, they do that to the doors, so the doors look, you know, sealed. Then I needed to find the remote. I couldn't find the remote, but the remote was wrapped around under this little protective thing saying, look, this was cleaned. I did. Then they had like a little package in the room that had extra masks and extra hand sanitizer and all that. So, I mean, you could see that they really, really put care. So I'm impressed. But I have to admit, Vegas changed. Not only were we at Mandalay Bay, but we went to some of the other casinos and we walked around and we kind of did the whole tourist thing. And now, mind you, I've been in Vegas off and on since the 80s. I have never seen it like this. And it's not just shut down. It's a whole different feeling, and I could just capture by the word tense. People were tense. Now, if you've ever been to Vegas, all right, you know, you have the Keno runners, you got cocktail, you have show people, you have whatever. And everybody has a Vegas baby, and everybody's having fun, everybody's kind of smiling, and, you know, everyone's kind of it's like, this is where you just get to relax. This is just where you get to, you know, loosen the bra, you know, kick off the boots, and relax. And that's not what I picked up on. What I picked up on by everybody is this tenseness. And I know, because, you know, we feel it, you know, at any time you could get shut down, at any time you could get, you know, closed and go out of business. And so I felt this tenseness in every casino and hotel I went to. And you could see they were worried, not so much because they were worried about protesting and riots or looting or whatever. They were worried that somebody was going to take off the mask. Somebody was going to do something that might make it look like they aren't in compliance. So we were at the pool. The Mandalay pool is one of the most fantastic pools. It's amazing because they got this lazy river. They got this wave pool. And there was security and bodyguards and workers all over the place with tons of masks. So you had to, when you went from pool to pool, wear a mask. But then once you got into the pool, you didn't need the mask. What I did is I put the mask on top of my head to kind of protect myself from the sun because I forgot a hat. So I just had masks. And there were masks floating in the pool. There were masks on the ground. But they kept it clean. They were on it. They were, but you saw this. No, you got to get in line. You know, you got to get in line. They were really, really nice about it. So there was a line to get into the lazy river. You couldn't just jump into the lazy river like you used to, where it was people to people on top of each other. You had to wait. So we waited in about a line. It lasted about an hour, but it was worth it. But we waited in a line to get into the lazy river. And it's because they had to keep less capacity. In fact, many people in the hotel had to get texted when they could come down to the pool because, again, they had to limit capacity. So it was a great experience when you were in the pool. It was a beautiful hotel, a fantastic job, but just you picked up on the tenseness. And so, you know, my kids, they'd take off their mask in the pool, of course. I'd hold on to them. But then when they got out, immediately somebody was there to give them a new mask. And I was, like, thanking them, and it was hot outside. It was, like, 115 degrees. And you just saw the workers, you know, bust their butts. I went to the T-Mobile Arena. T-Mobile Arena is where the Vegas Golden Knights has their home games. And there's tons of restaurants nearby and this whole little area and you know, this park area. And it is usually hopping. It is popping. It's usually so busy. And we're in the playoffs. We are in the conference finals. It was dead. Just dead. I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on. It's because, you know, of social distancing and the games are being played in Edmonton. And, you know, and you know, we have a sports team that has made it to the finals, the Stanley Cup playoffs, right? And we are supposed to be just losing our minds. We are supposed to be partying it up. Not happening. And I get coronavirus. I get the pandemic. But it's just, that's not the Vegas I know. I mean, it was just different. The other thing which I also found is even though there were all these rules, there were, you know, people making sure you wore your mask and all that, there was a different sort of behavior with people coming. Usually with some of the hotels, you kind of dress up, you know, you don't really walk with your bathing suit throughout the hotel and all that. People were half naked, and we're not talking half naked like party dress. We're talking just like underwear, shirt. I mean, it was a very casual sort of look in a lot of the hotels. We went to some of the upscale ones, same thing. Just, you know, kind of like rules don't apply. Like, well, if I'm wearing my mask, I'm doing what I'm supposed to. Don't give a crap about my outfit or you being able to see my underwear or even whatever. And so it's just different. And I don't know how to explain it. All I can say is that the hotels busted their butts. The Strip is doing everything possible to keep things safe. You saw the casinos with the plexiglass. They're, you know, trying to keep people safe and separated, and they're doing a damn good job. So if you can, support Las Vegas. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so over the past week or two, I've had people kind of reach out going, what do I do? I'm a landlord. I can't collect rent. What's there for landlords? What's going on with landlords? And we will talk about the landlord crisis in a second because it's a lot bigger than we think. And the headlines in the news have been highlighting that this is now a seller's market for houses where houses are booming. Prices are going up. People are flooding certain neighborhoods. So you're looking on one end where houses and real estate, you're going to make a killing. On the other end, you hear people frustrated, scared to death that there's going to be a housing market collapse. So what the hell is going on? Well, first, Be careful with it when it's media, you know, that you're getting your information from. Because, remember, if they want to make a city look like this is the place to be, because remember, cities are struggling, they are going to highlight and get some good SEO, search engine optimization, to, you know, advertise that, wow, people are moving to my city, or people are moving to one of ours, you know. So you have to be really, really careful of where you're hearing it. But the one thing that I think we are seeing a trend where people are fleeing the more expensive neighborhoods. So we're hearing that tons of people in New York are heading to Florida. And Florida is saying prices of houses have skyrocketed. Well, you know, with storms and, you know, cold weather, Florida seems nice. With no state income tax, Florida seems nice. You know, if you don't have to pay what you're paying in New York and be able to work remotely from Miami, I could believe that. Same thing with Nevada and Utah. Nevada and Utah and Idaho and Montana, I mean, we're seeing California flee. So Californians are getting rid of what's going on in California, especially Northern California going to Reno, Southern California coming to Vegas. So we're having a lot of California flee what's going on with there with taxes and all that. So yeah, you are going to see in some of the areas more people leave and come to areas that are cheaper because now they could work remotely. And they're hoping that their jobs will allow them to continue to work remotely. The jobs are like, great, if I don't have to pay for office space and I can get a smaller office, great, see ya. So it's we're seeing that trend. But what we're not hearing about, because it's not a sexy headline, is landlords are completely freaked out about foreclosures. And the reason why is because the headline that is sexy, that's getting all the attraction and all the SEO, is the eviction moratoriums. Now, you know, I totally understand. You know, here in Vegas, you still have casinos closed down. If somebody works at that casino, it's not their fault that it's closed down. They want to work. They're waiting to work. You know, but what do? How do they feed their family? And so kicking a family of four or five or whatever out in the street because they're being told by government officials that they can't work or their place of work has to close down, it's not their fault. So I am a supporter of not kicking out somebody who is, you know, unable to work. On the flip side, I don't think that's the landlord's responsibility. And so, landlords, if you're a landlord, what sort of recourse, what options are out there for you? Well, if you are lucky enough to have still owed on that property that's being rented, and you are paying off a lender who is federally backed, you can postpone your mortgage. And you could forbear it. You'll still owe on the money. I don't know if it's going to be amortized or if it's going to be a big balloon, but you as a landlord will still have to pay, but you can forbear payments. In return, you need to immediately tell your tenants that they don't have to pay rent because you're getting this forbearance. Okay? Okay, that's nice. But what about all the other landlords out there that don't have a federally backed loan? They're screwed. Now, people are like, well, you know, landlords are rich. Not always. Okay, so back in the 2000s when I was here in Vegas, Vegas exploded. And the reason why they exploded is you had people coming from California or other states going, wait a second, I could buy a house for $115,000. I could buy a house way cheaper than anywhere else. And so they would buy up properties and then their business was, and then I'm going to rent them out. And I think it's a very, very honest business. You buy a piece of property, you rent it out. Once your mortgage is paid off, now you can, you know, collect rent. I think it's fantastic. It's something that I have kind of hoped I could do later on in life. Never had a chance to do it because we didn't have extra money to invest. But it's something that could be really, really cool. So in Vegas, even though everybody's like, oh, Vegas is going to do great with the houses and California's moving in, we have a slight problem. Many of the houses, I don't want to say a majority, but close to it, were rental properties. So these were people that bought homes that they could later rent out. So if you have, let's say, a landscape where at any time the government could do an eviction moratorium and your tenant doesn't have to pay and you don't, you know, you can't evict them, what do you do for your income? And so there's all these landlords going, is anybody going to cover this story? And there's not a lot of coverage. In fact, landlords are like, the heck with the media, we're just going to start suing. So there's landlords suing in Seattle, landlords suing in San Antonio. They're saying it's unconstitutional. Now, how this eviction moratorium came into play is, at first, I believe it was like Department of Housing and Urban Development that started it. The eviction moratorium expired. Like, everything should have a sunset. I get that. And then Donald Trump extended it, but he extended it through the CDC. If COVID is a pandemic and being kicked out of your house and homelessness is a public health risk, then under the public health risk, the CDC had the authority to, I guess, do this eviction moratorium. And like I said, it's providing relief to millions of Americans. But then what the hell is happening to the landlords? Now, what in California with the eviction moratorium, it said, look, the landlord can still charge the rent, can still charge the late fees, can still charge interest. They just can't evict. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is when the moratorium ends, and it will end, whether it's going to be January 1st, or I believe in California it might be January 31st, it depends on where you live, where your moratorium ends, then you technically owe on the rent. But, landlords are like, wait a second. So you have a family that was paying maybe $600 a month in rent. They haven't paid in 6 months, plus taxes and fees and all that. What if they don't have $4,000 to pay us back? Well, in California and some of the states, they said you as a landlord can then sue. You as a landlord can sue the tenant for your back pay, for the back payments. But if the average person is out of a job and they don't have assets, what are you going to sue them for? So the landlords know that they can't sue or get the money back at a later time. Not to mention, if you're a tenant, I mean, how do you even do that? I mean, once you start to work, you're going to barely be able to pay for your current rent. So now we look at all these houses and we look at all these landlord-owned properties, and people are starting to go, wait a second, okay, this is going to be devastating. You buying a piece of property that you could rent used to be, in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and the teens, a great way to make income. Now with the concept of eviction moratoriums, you aren't allowed to evict, which means you can't put a tenant into that's paying. You have just basically committed to a piece of property and not be able to bring in money. That's going to cause major issues. So, you know, we were already talking about a housing glut because you have baby boomers moving out of their single-family residence, maybe going into assisted living or living with family. You have the younger individuals like the millennials and the zoomers, you know, not really into buying houses because they're like, why buy a house when we don't know where our next job is going to be and, you know, careers are changing. I don't even know where I'm going to live. So we knew there was going to be a housing glut. Add this on top of it where you don't have investors, you know, that want to take the risk of getting a tenant who's going to squat or not be able to pay rent. Now it's a mess. So, you know, landlords, I don't know what options you have. Again, if you owed on the place, you should be okay. The bank can't necessarily foreclose. You know, but if you have a non-federally backed, which is why I always have a federally backed loan, I guess. If you have a non-federally backed, or if you borrowed somebody, you know, money from somebody else, I don't know what to say. And here's the reason why landlords are worried. Even if they have a federally backed loan, they're still going to owe the money. If they didn't get the money from their tenant, their piece of property will be foreclosed upon once the moratorium ends, because they have to make that money, make good on what they owe. So I don't know how to prepare for something like this. You know, I mean, we don't want people homeless. This is, like I said, not any recession that we've ever seen. I wouldn't even call it a depression. We talked about the difference. Depression is supposed to span over years. Even though this could turn into a depression, this is something that is far, I think, worse in terms of you want to work. There could be jobs out there, and you're just not allowed to open up. You're just not allowed to go to work. This is something that's completely different, and this is government-controlled. And a government control and a government, what's the word I'm trying for? You know, constraints on, you know, your ability to work is something that nobody could have ever predicted, and this is why we're here where we are now. 1-877-9000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's accusing Democrats of keeping states shut down because of the upcoming election day. On Twitter, the president said this morning that Democrats are keeping the states closed to hurt the economy prior to what he says will be the most important election in history. He also says his campaign is spending a lot of money to compensate for the false reporting on his administration's handling of the pandemic. Bodies found in Baja, California have been identified as missing American tourists. The victims have been identified after being reported missing last Wednesday. A third American found dead Saturday night at the southern end of the Baja Peninsula. There are now two tropical storms in the eastern Atlantic. Neither Paulette or Renee are expected to threaten the U.S. mainland. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The people who own the nation's small businesses seem to feel pretty good about the future right now, as the Small Business Optimism Index for August is slightly above its 46-year average, though the Uncertainty Index did increase to its second highest reading of the past 3 years. Amazon banning a potentially dangerous item on its website, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Amazon has banned foreign sales of seeds in the U.S. after Americans across the country received suspicious packages of seeds, many originating in China earlier this summer. Under the online retailer's new policy, as of September 3rd, overseas seed vendors are prohibited from importing plant or seed products into the U.S. Also, non-residents of the U.S. are banned from bringing such seeds into the country. Sellers who don't comply with the restrictions could have their Amazon accounts shut down.
The major Wall Street indexes have been down as much as 1% or more to start morning trading. And this is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So historic wildfires have been still raging across the Pacific Northwest. We've seen helicopter rescues because there were people that were actually stranded. And reports have been said, and I can't confirm them, that they were told if the fire comes, you just go into the water. I can't even imagine the fear that some of these people must have just endured with what's going on. So California's largest utility had cut off power to more than 170,000 customers Tuesday because there was intense dry heat, high winds, and that fueled historic wildfires. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was about 115 over the weekend. And then even though it cooled down today, we have huge gusts of wind, so we're also nervous about wildfires in our area, too. Almost 1,000 fires have raged in California since August 15th, many sparked by lightning strikes. They say California already has set a grim record with more than 2 million acres burned this year, more than 3,000 square miles, according to USA Today. Now, fire season will still go on until November. Hurricane-force winds and high temperatures energized wildfires across Oregon and Washington State as well. Almost 250,000 homes and businesses in the two states were without power. And being in sweltering heat without power is not easy. In Nevada, I think we were asked from 4 to 9 p.m. or 2 to 9 p.m. to cut our power, you know, so the grid wouldn't be overwhelmed because people are just trying to get, you know, as much air conditioning as they can and lower the temperature to the best they can. And I think in my car, my air conditioning pooped out. It was horrible. I was sweating. It was just so bad. It's not easy. It's, you know, imagine being in a home with no refrigeration. Two massive San Francisco Bay Area fires were largely contained, but a third is called the Creek Fire. It's fast growing. It's raced already through 212 square miles and remains 0% contained. Fire officials, they say, have not even begun to assess the structures lost, but they say it is extensive. 60 hikers and campers were initially unable to evacuate the Lake Edison and China Peak areas because there was dense smoke cover. Fresno County Lieutenant Brandon Purcell said the trapped people were safe, but they cannot get out because of roadblocks. Later, KMPH-TV reported that military helicopters had to evacuate more than 50 people. The effort is continuing as people might still be trapped. Volunteer firefighter Brian Fowley worked alongside his crew to protect homes in the community of North Fork. He has been on duty for 48 straight hours. He says it's tough physically. You're breathing the smoke, your feet hurt, your knees hurt, but we're not going home until we're done. God bless everybody. So now Southern California also battling fires. And you're going to see headlines on gender revealing parties. And some of you have been like, what is the relationship? Why is there a gender revealing party? Well, in San Bernardino County, Cal Fire and the El Dorado Fire Department said that Saturday morning, or Cal Fire said the El Dorado Fire that started in Southern Nevada, or Southern Las Vegas, I'm sorry, Southern California. What is wrong with me? Sorry, I'm reading this. Southern California was caused by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used by a couple to reveal their baby's gender. Authorities said the couple was cooperating with investigators that had no determination on critical charges had been made. So these gender revealing events are events where you, I guess, can tell the world if you're having a boy or a girl or whatever. And so obviously that's, you know, made it in the news. You know, people are, you know, debating on whether genders should be assigned at birth. That's a whole different discussion for a different day, because there's, you know, a lot of passion on one side or the other. But apparently, Jenna Carvunitis is largely credited for creating the gender reveal party. And Jenna actually took to Facebook to condemn the over-the-top event. She goes, stop having these stupid parties, for the love of God. Stop burning things down to tell everyone about your kid's penis, she wrote. No one cares but you. And apparently gender reveal parties have led to these fires before. So she had her own gender reveal party back in 2008, and then they became a thing. They would cut a cake that revealed the inside, and whether it was peak frosting, a girl, blue, a boy. So I guess some of the celebrations have gotten taken a little bit more of an explosive turn. Apparently one had made a I don't want to call it like an explosion. It's kind of not like a firework, but they go to the field and they like, all right, so is it going to be a boy or a girl? And everybody's like, oh, I can't wait. Half the people there are like, I really don't care. And then they do this explosion. If it's blue, oh, it's a boy. If it's, you know, Listen, I'm a mom. I wanted to know the sex of the baby, but I didn't have a chance to even think not, because both the kids, you could just see it on the ultrasound. Being a doctor and, you know, my worried about, you know, having certain issues happen, and I was more high risk, so we had ultrasounds done, you could see it. So I never really had the surprise. So I get why some people want the surprise, but apparently, in this one, members of a party made a makeshift target scrawled with the words boy or girl. And the sawmill fire, I guess, happened, or the target was packed with the highly explosive tannerite. It exploded and a blue cloud poofed upward and then immediately ignited the surrounding brush. So the gender reveal party revealed it was a boy, but now the people who did the party, they had to pay more than $8 million in restitution. Then a gender reveal party in Florida also led to a 10-acre brush fire after similarly using tannerite and a weapon in the report. And so, you know, unfortunately, I get why we have this sort of landscape where you want to record everything that's happening with a baby. And there are events. And when you have an event, you can have parties and get presents, right? So if there's a gender reveal party, let's say you guys don't do a baby shower, or you also do a baby shower. Gender reveal happens at the 20-week mark. It's a great way to have a party, get some extra gifts, and then you get to videotape it, and you get to have it on the, you get to basically, cement it in Facebook and social media memory. So this is when we found out you were a boy or a girl. Now, the average kid, when they're 15, is going to be like, Mom, this is embarrassing as heck. They're not going to care about their gender reveal party. Last October, in Iowa, a gender reveal party went south when the family built a pipe bomb. The device went off. It wasn't just blue or pink gunpowder, but the entire pipe did as well. Shrapnel flew, hit a grandmother who was standing about 45 feet away and killed her. So, I don't know what the answer is. I do agree that if you do start a fire, you need to... if you do start a fire, you need to pay restitution, absolutely. I mean, fire emergency managers said this one fire that happened from this one party has grown to about 16 square miles. In eastern San Diego County, a fire destroyed at least 10 structures after burning 16 square miles, prompting evacuations. I mean, listen, I love being able to have guns, practice shootings. I love, fireworks. I love having a fire at a campsite, but I follow the rules, okay? I don't really shoot fireworks, but if we do street fireworks for 4th of July, I only buy what I'm allowed to and I follow the rules because I do get it. You know, and this isn't a conservative or a liberal thing. I've seen, firefighters just come back completely bloodied, from the work that they have to do and just, emaciated and skin, burned off, why? Just so you could have some fun. And this isn't like something that's, I think, constitutional or not. You know, this is something where, listen, if you're going to play around with explosives and you're an idiot, you're going to unfortunately cause some massive fires. Now, mind you, most of these fires that happen in California are lightning caused. But trust me, you are going to be all over the news, right? And it is going to ruin your life if somebody thought that your party or your antics caused something that caused all this destruction. Now, the other thing also is you also don't want to get blamed. That's my biggest fear, that I'm going to have some party or something, and then all of a sudden they're going to say there's a fire and it was you. And I was like, but no, I wasn't even there. So that's why I lay low. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, we are right back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is absolutely heartbreaking. A couple out of San Diego, Ian Hirschhone and Kathy Harvey. Ian is 78 years old. Kathy Harvey, 73 years old, of San Diego, vanished while vacationing near El Socorrito, about 200 miles south of the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, apparently, the grandma, Harvey, texted her son saying they were going to explore a gold mine or visit the beach on August 28th. They were never heard from again. Authorities had found their Navy Toyota in Ensenada earlier last week. And unfortunately now their remains have been found at the bottom of a well in a remote area near Ensenada. We don't know how they died or a motive. I believe another man's body was found at the southern end of the Baja Peninsula on Saturday. Craig Harrison, 65 years old, was found dead on a beach in Cabo Pulmo with stab wounds. Seeing anybody die, it is just horrifying. And America wants answers why things like this can happen in a foreign country and nobody does anything. This isn't the first time we've heard of Americans going to Mexico to vacation being killed. I told you one of my friends, Roberta, don't want to give her last name, had wanted me to go on a cruise. They were going on a Carnival cruise down to Cabo San Lucas, and she wanted me to go with her. I had just kind of had the baby, and I was like, no, you know, I can't leave Stone or Corey, and, you know, she's like, you need a vacation, girl, come with me, and I'm like, no, and she was Latino. She was half Latino, half American, and, you know, she spoke Spanish, I spoke Spanish, we're going to have a great time. We were going to, do the cruise and then do the stops just like anybody else would. No plan to go off, you know, any beaten path or whatever. And unfortunately, I got a call from her husband saying she's gone. And they didn't know if she fell off the boat, which is not like her. She doesn't, you know, she wasn't a party type, or if she was abducted. And what had happened is her husband and her son had, you know, decided to, during one of the excursions, you know, the stops, go and take a nap. So they took a nap. When they woke up, she wasn't there. And then they believed that she had been abducted and killed. And she was in a very popular destination in Mexico. And it's just heartbreaking to see what happens. And the retired couple own a home in San Diego. Were last heard from on August 28th when they texted relatives to say they were going to explore a gold mine or visit a beach. And then law enforcement officials spoke to Daily Mail under the condition of anonymity and said that Baja California authorities have identified a male suspect and were in the process of obtaining a warrant for his arrest. You know, and when we look at this, we think, okay, well, you know, if this happened to us, you know, what happened to the good old days where you would just get mugged? You could give them the wallet, if that's what happened, and then let them go on their way. So my grandfather, this was after his, you know, police experience and things like that. You know, when he moved to the U.S., he was an immigrant. And, you know, he was at they had a small store. This is in the 60s. And somebody came in and put a gun to his head and robbed the store. But they left. And they left him alive. They took the gun away from his head. Maybe it wasn't loaded. Maybe it was. But the assailant had a gun to his head and left. I don't know if the face was covered. I don't think the face was covered. And he was able to live. And you just aren't seeing that. Now when people get robbed, they get shot or they get stabbed or they get, you know, and, you know, because I was, gosh, you know, I was just thinking the other day, I go, you know, somebody decides to mug me or whatever. Every time I go for a walk or every time I'm traveling or whatever, I have my mug money ready to give. Right? I don't want to be, I know this sounds stupid. Okay, no, I'm not saying mug me. You guys are like, all right, good, Dahlia will have something. But I have like $15. I don't carry a purse. $15 or $20. I don't carry a purse. I don't have my ID. I don't have anything that I need that I would have to, because if I get mugged, I'm like, this is all I have. I don't have a purse. This is all I have. This is all I, you can even take my shoes. That's all I have, my shoes, right? And so I'm not a target. I mean, I, you know, this is all I have, take it. Yeah, and But unfortunately, that's just not enough. And when you see a couple who was 78 and 73, and again, maybe it was a carjacking, and they, but you know, these criminals aren't leaving you to live. And I know some of you might be thinking, you know, gosh, it's a stupid thing to say, you know, that, you know, you hope that you could, you know, live during a mugging. But I honestly, you know, having that family that went through it, you know, they were lucky enough. And now it's, and it could be more, you know, people maybe hate Americans, or they, you know, or they're, you know, completely, delusional. You don't know why, but when you see a nice couple that, you know, probably didn't have a weapon, and I sincerely doubt threaten that person's life, show up in a well, you're just kind of, you know, you're just kind of thinking to yourself that this is a very, I mean, I don't want to urge people to not travel to Mexico, or, but that's kind of where we're at right now. You know, I've been to Puerto Vallarta, I've been to Cabo San Lucas, I've been to Tijuana. I mean, Mexico has some beautiful areas, and Mexico can offer some amazing travel destinations. But if, you know, we're getting killed when we're going down there, I talk to people, they say they'll avoid Mexico, you know, like it's the plague. And I'm like, it's a shame because there's some beautiful parts. I mean, look how huge Mexico is, and look at how it's our border. And we can't even have a relationship with the Mexican government that, you know, ensures safety. No, it means, you know, when government doesn't have control and people, you know, are able to kill and mayhem and do whatever. No, well, now you're going to lose on tourism. You know, it's interesting. There was this one city that had apparently a very, very close relationship with the cartel, such that they allowed the cartel to own certain, shall we say, businesses in return for hands off the tourists. And, I mean, again, that's not the type of control I would like to see, you know, and I'm not really one for government control, but, you know, if the cartel can make an arrangement with a city to keep the tourists safe, you know, I mean, somebody should be able to do something. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So there's a couple who, you could see them in the picture, but they want to stay anonymous, were apparently in Pittsburgh, and they were, you know, eating outside on a table. I don't know if Pittsburgh also has the same rules where you have to eat outside, but apparently there was a Black Lives Matter protest, and a protester, I guess, approached them. I'm not exactly sure what words were said, but then she drank their drink, and I don't know if it was that she was dehydrated and thirsty. It seems like there was a little bit of screaming, and so there was some cell phone footage that was taken, and you see a crowd taking over a dining space. And there was a, I guess, one person, I don't want to say her name, even though that's been revealed, said that she went over to them, apparently yelled, and allegedly then drank their drink. And so the couple has asked for an apology. I don't know if it's going to happen. But the discussion of why are protesters now engaging other people that are kind of on the side, like I said, you're not allowed to be neutral. This is something where you can't stay neutral. You can't support Black Lives and support law enforcement. No one's allowing you to do that now. And it's a shame. But now we're starting to see as we had just talked about, seeing a hesitancy on going to Mexico. There's starting to be a hesitancy towards people going out in areas where protests could happen because they don't want to, unfortunately, get, you know, drawn in or drawn out. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I don't even know why I would say in that situation, you know? It's because, you know, I like to talk and say, okay, this is where I stand. Blah, blah, blah. No one's going to listen. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Rebel. Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with longevity. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.